At the movies this week, we'll discover a desperate dad in a race to save the day. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. At the beginning of every year, the last releases of award season make their way through theaters, mingling with the first releases of another movie dead zone, that time of year when studios toss out their bad comedies and brainless action. And it doesn't get much more brainless than Liam Neeson's The Commuter. The Commuter takes place on what seems to be just another day for Neeson's Michael McCulley. For the last 10 years, he's taken the same train into the city to work as an insurance agent, and he's taken the same train home. But this day is different. He loses his job and finds himself desperate to provide for his family. Then he gets on the train home, where a mysterious woman gives him a strange proposition with a payout that could fix all of his problems. Now, if the premise of The Commuter sounds vaguely familiar, it's because most of Liam Neeson's action movies revolve around the same general idea. Neeson once again plays a strong and loyal father who's forced to make difficult decisions in a desperate attempt to protect his family. As usual, Neeson makes the film entertaining. Michael is a likable character, hardworking, trustworthy, and fiercely devoted to his family. He's tough, but vulnerable, a character that audiences can root for. Everything here is boilerplate Liam Neeson. It's the kind of movie that the unlikely action hero can most likely make in his sleep. There really isn't much to it. Michael spends most of the movie growling into a phone and pacing through the train. There are a few fights and a few trash train cars, though it doesn't really seem to faze anyone on board. There's plenty of mystery and suspense to keep things interesting, too, though not a lot of surprises. But is it worth boarding the train with this durable dad? It could be. Really, The Commuter is about the best that audiences can hope for from a January action movie. It's tense and engaging with an unquestionably likable star. It's definitely an entertaining film, but it's so similar to Neeson's other films that it's almost instantly forgettable. It gets a B-. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. You may get a strange, haunting feeling while watching The Commuter, because it co-stars Vera Farmiga and Patrick Wilson, who starred together in the Conjuring movies. Spoiler alert, there are no supernatural beings involved in this crime thriller. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including Steven Spielberg's timely award season drama, The Post, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.